Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, November 2nd, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Aid to Haiti continues. A Christian group hopes shipping delays will help. A legislator makes his mark in Ecuador's National Congress, and mission teams see growth and encouraging success in Ukraine. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Civil disorder in Haiti tops our news today. With a massive flooding in the north, humanitarian aid is plentiful. The challenge is in getting it there since flooding in the south erupted. Men for Mission's Bill Evans says they're packing a container of relief supplies this week. Evans hopes the delays in shipping will help them.
My understanding is that that'll take about 20 to 30 days. And so we anticipate that by very early December, this container will be there. And so that's why we think that maybe some of the violence and the uprising will be squelched.
Evan says cooperation from ministries in Haiti opens doors for new outreach.
We're working with the missionaries to try and determine how we can partner. We as concerned Americans, or anyone for that matter, that wants to go and help with humanitarian efforts. So we're working closely with them to consider our distribution opportunities and just friendship evangelism opportunities that would go with that.
Next, in the last 10 to 15 years, much progress has been made in Bible translation. That's the message from Wycliffe Bible translators and others. Luis Bush, who headed up 82,000 and beyond, spoke to Wycliffe members recently. He says the need is still great.
It looks like we have about 3,000 approximate number of languages that are still in need of some kind of translation of the scripture.
Bush says producing a Bible can't be the only focus of Wycliffe's Vision 2025 plan, as many in the industrialized world are becoming oral learners.
They won't necessarily be picking up and reading a Bible or a New Testament. And how do we communicate effectively through radio, through television, and through video and CD and other kinds of media? It becomes an essential question today.
That doesn't mean the Bible will be replaced, but it does mean there will be additional tools for those who wouldn't typically read God's Word. You're listening to Mission Network News. An evangelical organization responsible for placing many orphans around the world into families is celebrating 60 years of service. Bethany Christian Services not only facilitates adoptions, but also helps with crisis pregnancy and other counseling and humanitarian needs. Roger Bauma is the director of Bethany International.
Over the years, Bethany has been able to place about 25,000 children into adoptive families, and of that, about 9,000 are international children. We work in 16 different countries, doing both international adoption work as well as social service work.
Bauma says more adoptive families are needed, but there's also a need for people to help these families.
We're looking for families who cannot adopt a child, but can perhaps adopt a child financially, and can help those families who are willing and able to adopt children with some of the financial needs that they have.
It's all done in an effort to share the love of Christ with those in need. Next, a Christian in Ecuador's National Congress is making his mark. When first elected, he called in the Bible League to help him provide copies of Scripture to his colleagues. There are now plans to give Bibles to those who were missed at last year's initial distribution. Today, as the legislators debate, God's Word is becoming a more common reference during congressional speeches. And Greater Europe Mission is celebrating what God is doing through a decade of work in the Ukraine. In 1994, GEM began their ministry by opening a Bible college. Since then, more than 500 people have been trained and graduated and are serving God throughout the Russian-speaking world. Recent reports indicate that the life quality outreach to business people and professionals drew 74 attendees in the Ukraine, mostly unbelievers. And EDOT, which is a distance learning program, has grown to include 8 e-learning centers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work in Russia and their efforts to share the gospel. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.